Hello, MSAB. Welcome to today's podcast. In this podcast today, we have our exchange student, Anna, who is from the Republic of Georgia. And before meeting her, I never even knew that Georgia was actually considered a country. So, hello there, Anna.
Hello.
And how are you on this lovely day? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. So, tell us about yourself and your country.
So, like you said, I'm Anna, and I'm 15 years old. I'm from the Republic of Georgia. So, Georgia is by Russia, and it's really a small country. So, sometimes I think that my country is smaller than Minnesota. So, yeah. But when foreign people come in my country, they really like that. And also, especially they love our food. So, yeah.
Ooh, so what kind of food do you have over there exactly?
For example, one of my favorite is cheese in the bread. It's really good.
Can you explain that in more detail?
Like, there's, like, cheese in the bread. Like, you can bake that.
Ooh.
So, I don't know how to explain more.
It's kind of like fried bread that we have over here. But instead of making
yeah.
it, we fry it.
Yeah. And also, you can put there, like, potatoes and milk together.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
About your exchange program?
So my exchange program is called FLEX, and it means like my exchange program is about like leadership. So if I'm here, I'm like future leader. So I'm really glad that I'm here because I was waiting for this year for 5 years because when I was 10 years old, one of my friend came in the United States through this program. So after that, it was my dream that I have to go there, and I was waiting for 15 when I would be like 15 years old, and when I just got 14 years old, and I just said that I'm going now, and I just took these tours, like FLEX tours, and I took just one for one time, and I know some students and they tried 2 times and 3 times and they could not come here. So I'm glad.
So is that considered an entrance requirement to get into the United States then, for like the exchange program that you go through, the tests that you were talking about?
So, yeah, you should, should write some essays, and it's not really, like, they are not really interested about your English. Maybe you don't have very good English, but they are interested your ideas, your goals, what are you going to do for your country, and what is your leadership skills, you know, if you have leadership skills. And if you are, especially, they really pay attention for, like, if you are French, friendly, you know.
Ah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, how does it feel to be an exchange student?
It is like, you're representative of your country. Like, when you are, like, from... For example, when I'm from the Republic of Georgia, you know what kind of people live in my country. So I have to represent my country. And it's not really easy for me because I always try to don't get trouble. Because I want to, you guys know that they're not bad people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I found out that you have an interest in music. Can you kind of explain more about that?
Yeah, I love music. I really love music. So I've played piano for 8 years, and I sang for 8 years. Also, I was in the choir for 7 years. I don't know. I really love that years. I have some friends. They were playing too, and they just hate it. But no, I just loved it. I had lessons, piano lessons. I had every day. And sometimes I had really good teacher, and sometimes we were working for 3 hours in a day or something, because I have had a lot of concerts together, sometimes three of them in a week or something like that. But I was really enjoyed. I don't know. And now when I like play the piano, it's like when I'm sad, I'm just going and play the piano and everything like is okay. So I love it.
Yeah, so how do you learn to play the piano?
Honestly, Braille music is not very, we don't really use Braille music in my country because, I don't know, maybe we don't have books for that and people are not really interested. So I had two teachers. And they were working very hard, especially one of them was working very hard. So she she played something, one phrase, for example. And after that, I was trying to repeat that piece. So yeah, it was not easy really, but I can say that I have very good music remembering. Like I can really remember very easily music. So
okay, so kind of like you're playing by ear basically.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So what is your favorite kind of music in general then?
My favorite music, I love classical music, and also I love French music. I can say that I love French pop because it's kind of different, so I don't know, I like it. And also, I love some Italian music too, but I cannot say that I don't love my Georgian music. I just love it because it's really old and it means a lot of things for me.
What is your favorite piece that you like to play? Anywhere you get a chance to.
Yeah, I always want to play Georgian song. Like this song is really, I can say it's really rich for me. This song is about the capital of Georgia. And I always play this, and sometimes if I want I sing this. I don't know, it's really good. I just enjoy when I play this.
Thank you.
I had lessons every day, but sometimes if I need it, I've had like 3 hours in a day.
I don't know if I would want to go through that process.
No, it was really enjoying for me.
Yeah.
I was tired, and when I came at home, I was like, oh no, I don't really want to do my homework, but no, I have to do it because it's my responsible, and tomorrow I cannot tell my teacher that, oh, you know what, I could not do my homework. So I always was trying to do my best.
So are you glad that you came here to the United States for a year?
Yes, I'm glad because I already have very good experiences here. So I've been here for 3 months already, and fourth is started. So yeah, and especially I'm glad, like I already love my friends, and I don't know how to leave you guys, so it's really hard for me.
Aww. Well, we're glad that we have you here in our country, and hopefully within the next few years or so, you might be able to come back.
I really want to come back here for college, and maybe I'll find out something. Maybe I'll still get some scholarship. I cannot give up. I really love to get some scholarships, because here, I really learned so many things about blind people and for the blind people. So when I'll be in my back in my country, I'm going to help, and I'm going to tell them that there are some things for the blind people, and we can do this here too. So I'm talking about my country. I can like help them to get new things for the blind people. And you know, that's why I want to still come back here, and I'll like study here, and I'll still like come back in my country, and I'll help them. It's my goal, and I can say that it's just leadership, and I love to be a leader.
So, thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So there you have it, MSAB. Anna is an amazing 15-year-old, musically talented young lady who has her whole life ahead of her. And hopefully we will hope to see her back in, who knows, 5-10 years from now. So thank you for tuning in.